Blog Talk Radio.
All right. My computer's clock says it's 5:30.
Okay.
The lines are open. We want your calls. Every time someone calls in to wish Sean a happy birthday, Noah will paddle him with the slut paddle.
But as much as the fun as that is, I would like some creative birthday calls for Sean.
Yeah.
Not just happy birthday.
Maybe some singing of a happy birthday in a unique voice.
Get your money's worth when you call in.
Yeah. And maybe give them a prize if they do something good.
You try to be witty or something? It'd be fun.
It'll happen. So once again, the number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Duh.
Oof.
Maybe we can have people tweet us too. Can that count?
A tweet for paddling? They have to be creative. I don't want to read stupid tweets on here. Not just like happy birthday.
The tweet is at MI Livecast. We have phone calls. Let's take some calls, people.
I probably should have wore like basketball shorts so they're easy up and down.
I really hope.
You know what?
Shlomo
just sit in your underwear.
Hike it up.
You might as well just sit in
I'm
your underwear.
Wearing trunks. Hike.
Hello. Who do we have on the line now?
I don't know.
What number?
To tell
what
us.
Area code?
913. Area code 913.
913. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is the Morbid Toaster, and I want Sean to bend over right now because he's going to get wished a happy birthday, motherfucker.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bend over.
Oh, wait, how are we doing?
Hold on. Let me load up the video.
You got a mic in your ass, though.
Yeah. All right, use my mic. No, I don't want
to even tell. I want to hear it.
All right, yeah, good point.
Wait.
Whoa, Noah's wearing leather. Holy shit. I was going to say.
Hurry up, Sean.
I'm trying. All
right. Sean is trying anything he can do not to
get slapped. Noah is getting
Sean rough. Sean is taking his pants off.
Noah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Noah's saying that his white fish belly skin is blinding her. Okay. Don't skimp on it. Oh, boo. That was weak.
That was
She's
one.
Getting warmed
it's
up.
All right. More callers. Stay there. We have another caller.
Yeah, we've got many.
All right,
the
hold on.
Are blown up.
Once again, I can handle the call. Don't worry, no. Once again, our number to call is 646-929-1357. Let's take 631 right now. 631,
Long
what's
Island.
Your name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Long Island.
This is Garrett?
Yes.
What's up, Garrett? Garrett is...
calling to say happy birthday to Sean. I have a position for me to request for him.
Oh, whoa. What's the
please
position?
Do.
Yeah, I want you to put your head between your knees.
And
roll up in a ball.
And no one's going to get like a mouthful of brown eye on that one.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh.
And rape. All over my penis and face.
Head between the knee. By the way, I just want to reiterate, Noah wearing skin-tight leather pants and all
right
black.
Right to the camera, everybody's people. Kidding. No, you got to turn around. You got to turn around. I can't see anything.
I'm not getting my brown eye on this fucking camera.
I want, can we have Noah bend over with her head between her knees and while you spank him?
Okay, we're
going to
do this cheek, I guess.
If it's easier.
Oh!
That was a louder one.
That was better.
I think she almost.
I think
she off a little bit. By the way, in the interest of equal time, Sean is wearing Fruit of the Loom boxer briefs, I believe.
Thank you. Yes.
With horizontal green and white stripes.
They're slimming.
All right. All right, we have one more call.
I'm a fat cock.
Gary, we're going to let you go. 786, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah, hello. What's up?
Yes, what's your name? Where are you from?
Kevin from Miami.
What's up, Kevin?
Well, I just want Noah to she better put her foot into this one.
Yeah, please. You gotta thank you, caller. I believe I agree with
my foot.
You,
you have to use your hip.
Yeah, you plant your back foot so you get more.
Like you're driving a golf ball, you know, just
okay.
The whole body.
Okay.
Put your back into it. You work out. Come on, you can do it. That was very measly.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, mic it. Mic it. Hit. Yeah.
Wait, no.
Just me holding the mic there is very gay. I feel like a third party here.
I want to try to get the same spot.
Oh, that was
good. Can we see it? Can we turn around?
That's a slut on his ass. It says Ut. It says Ut. You didn't get the. You got to work on the SL.
Well, he might have been eating Ut's chips earlier, so we don't know that that's definitely from the.
He jerked off. He jerked off into an Ut's potato chips bag and then sat on it.
All right, Kevin. Thank you for your call. I would like to reiterate: we are taking video footage of this. There will be video on the webpage of all.
Are you going to edit together like a montage?
Yes, definitely a montage of slut paddling.
That was very gay.
All right. Let's take a little break from the Sean. The Sean.
That's
the third one.
The slut shaming. We need to get our special guest on the line.
Okay.
We're going to call up Scott Lee, who is the promoter of the.
Oh, can I button my pants now?
Yeah, button up your pants for a little bit.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yep.
If while Scott Lee is talking to us, we mentioned that it's one of our co-hosts' birthday, and he says, oh, happy birthday, then do we have to stop the interview?
Yeah. Legally, of course. Sean needs to get paddled.
But we won't say. We'll just have Sean screaming in the background.
So tell us about this tour.
In that case, if he does say it, then at least do it two or three times. So like,
he's a big star. Come on.
Right.
All right, I'm just.
That's why, if any like actual L level celebrities call in, they get like a higher amount of slaps.
Can we get Andrew WK to call in?
Yes,
he's like the most probably famous person we've had on.
I do not know how.
Can't you do like a bulk tweet to a bunch of your bands? You know,
Andrew WK is worth like 83 paddles.
All right, I'm calling Scott Lee right now.
Okay,
so we're gonna talk to him. At Hardcore Festival,
Shankletown.
Hello?
Hey, Scott Lee, what's going on? It's Rob at the Metal Injection Livecast.
What's happening, man?
Not much. Thank you for taking some time to give us a call and hopefully give away some tickets. I hope that's still a valid thing.
Isn't that something you discussed before the interview, Rob?
No, I'm putting him on the spot. No, we did talk about this earlier. But, so Scott, let's talk about the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. It's happening April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. 3 days, lots of killer bands. We got the Black Dahlia Murder, Killswitch Engage, All the Remains, Unearth, and those are just the headliners. What gave you the idea to do this metal fest?
I got the idea from. I went with Shadows Fall to another festival in the middle of the country and a long time ago, almost 15 years ago. And we went to this festival and we got treated like utter crap. We were the first band on a small stage and we had to basically couldn't use our own backline and try to use the band's guitar heads. And we had to grease the stage manager and just treated like shit. And on the way home, Matt from Shadows Fall was like, you should do one of these. You know, and like, I said, maybe I will. Let's see what we can do. And so it's basically somebody else's downfall became the creation of the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival.
Now, how many years have you been promoting shows now?
Myself? Jesus Christ. 20 years.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Right? I'm old. I'm 40 years old.
You're 20 years old?
40. I'm 40 years old.
40 is the new 20, so I think you're good.
Sure. All right. I like you.
All right.
By the way, we are celebrating on this show. We don't just have you as a caller. We're celebrating one of our hosts, Sean's birthday.
Oh, yes. Sean, it's happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Well, that's all. You're so kind to wish Sean a happy birthday because.
Oh, I know. I'm not hearing any slapping going on, but you know.
All right.
It's about to.
Don't worry.
There it is.
There we go.
This is already my favorite episode.
And did he say two slaps if it's a celebrity?
Oh, two slaps.
No, I'm impressed because the first couple were very poor, and you were really doing great now.
I have to go to the restaurant.
Okay.
All right. That's awesome.
So this year it's going to be awesome. It's 3 days this year. What is I always see you running around the days of the festival. Like, what are some of the biggest headaches of throwing a 3-day festival?
Make sure everybody's on time. Just making sure it runs. You know, it's like making sure everybody has what they need, and just making sure bands are at the stages at the right time, and just making sure the organization, just making sure everybody is having a good time, in a sense, you know, and just making sure there's no problems. So it's like, you know, it's like running a marathon, basically, doing this the 3 days, you know.
Yeah.
I look at it that way, and there's like a hill going up to the front, to the back, to the stadium, and people are always like, you know, you might want to get like an escalator or something, you know, or a Segway, you know, trying to go back and forth. But it's just, you know, the organization making sure that everything on top of everything. That's why I'm running around with a chicken, like a chicken with no head. So,
how do you choose the bands that participate in the festival? Do they come to you, or do you kind of handpick them?
Well, it's basically like this. There's like an echo. I'm sorry. Basically, we tell a lot of the agents that are involved with the metal hardcore community, you know, when the dates we're doing this, and a lot of the people try to route their tours out to the festival. And it's like, you know, we go from bottom to top, you know, try to get the headliners and put them in place. You know, it's all on people's touring and their schedule. That's what it comes down to. You know, it's like, we're like, yes, we want this band for this year. Yes, this band has a new record coming out. Yes, this band's up and coming. Like, you know, and like, put it in all perspective. It's like, okay, we need that band for the fest this year. You know, it's like, so some of it's handpicked, and some of it's on the fact of people's routing and their scheduling. It basically has a lot to do with it, you know, in touring cycles and such. So I hope that answered your question.
It did. It did indeed. All right, let's give away this pair of tickets if you are in the New England area and you want to win.
And if you're not, you can fly in or something if you want to.
Yeah, we do have the technology to do.
Yeah, I mean, you will get into the show. You just have to find your way there. Give away a pair of tickets to the 3-day festival on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. One thing I wanted to ask, Scott, you know, there's a lot of young kids out there, and, you know, a lot of people are, you know, there's not much of a scene in their area, and they want to start promoting shows. What sort of advice do you have to budding promoters, to the 20-year-old version of yourself just starting out?
Try to go find your local VFW hall and grab all your friends' bands and just have a good time and see what comes out of it, you know, and just keep pushing and pushing and trying to get like different touring bands and talking to people and just networking, you know. It's like, you know, I was asked this question about 2 weeks ago by somebody else, and I was just like, don't do it, you know. Go become a doctor. Go do something else. Don't try to do this. But I figured it's better to, you know, push people in the right direction. Like, you know, the way I did it was just, you know, have friends, and I worked with my friends' bands and did shows, and then started working in clubs and started doing all that stuff. It's all in the network, all who you meet and who you know, and just keep trying to push it. And the more contacts you get, just keep working at it. If it's something you love and you have passion for, just keep trying to do it. You know? And that's basically what I did.
Do you do it for the money?
I like to live, or I like to, you know, eat. So, yeah, I do it for the money. It is my job, but it's probably the best job you could ever have. You know, I'm living the dream, if you want to say. You know, I get to hang out with metal people and, you know, hardcore people and bands and stuff and do shows. It's really cool. I love my job. You know?
So how many months of the year do you spend preparing?
Let's see here. Probably 11 months.
Wow.
11. You know, we go talking to people about who's, I mean, you have to, because a lot of everybody's, you know, they're knowing their schedule for a year, you know.
Right.
We're already talking about next year's, you know, we're talking about headliners and stuff like that. I mean, it's just,
who do we got?
Next year's going to be our 15th year. I can't say that.
Darn it.
Right. We have to ask. Yeah. We have to ask. As journalists.
Inquiring journalists.
All right. We have a caller. 860, you're on the air. Where are you? What's your name?
Dominic Mastriani.
What's your name?
Dominic Mastriani.
And what is your social security number?
And your credit card number, please.
No. Dominic, is it?
Yeah. That is it.
That's
a great Italian name.
What was that?
He's got a great Italian name, Dominic.
Call him Saint Dominic.
Thank you.
Saint Dominic.
You are in Connecticut, right?
I am in Connecticut.
So you're pretty close to Worcester, Massachusetts. Not too far.
Yeah, about 40 minutes away.
How do you feel about getting a pair of tickets to the 3-day festival?
Holy shit.
Are you in any way affiliated with the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival, Metal Injection, or any of its affiliates? No purchase necessary.
We have horn sounds.
Cannot redeem. No. But you totally win the prize, buddy.
Wow.
That's cool.
Can you just spell your last name?
Hot and honest.
M-A-N.
M-A-N.
D-R-O.
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 R-O-I-A-N-N-I.
N-N-I.
Yeah, that's a really long
read that line. Back to him because I think you got that wrong.
Mandroiani?
Is someone to respell it?
M-A-N-D-R-O-I-A-N-N-I.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Damn it! Let's try it again!
This is some killer radio.
This is awesome radio.
Sumo. S-H-L-O-M-O.
No.
Everyone listening now, you know what name to get on your fake ID when you go to New England.
Everyone go on. No. you can just email me, robert@metalandjustice.net. We'll figure that out. Cool.
All right.
And by the way, Dominic, did you know that today is Sean's birthday celebration?
I didn't know. I was listening. Happy birthday.
Oh! Sean's got to get paddled. Let's hear it.
All right.
Sean is regretting this.
Oh, whoa.
For the camera people.
Oh.
Oh.
That was so
painful. It is so painful. I'm getting reaction to
the wall.
All right. Thank you, Dominic, for calling. Congratulations for winning. Scott,
that one had
you.
Knuckles in it.
Thanks, man.
For taking some time to talk to us. Everyone check out the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival if you're going to be in the New England area. April 20th, 21st, 22nd, Black Dahlia Murder, Acacia Strain, Oceano, Overkill, All That Remains, Dragon Force, Killswitch Engage, Every Time I Die, Chelsea Grid, a lot. Those are just the headliners. There's like over 100 bands playing. It's going to be a fun time. Metal Injection will be there. MetalAndHardcoreFestival.com.
Awesome.
Thanks for
calling. Thank you so much.
Have a good
actually,
one.
We called him. He didn't call us.
Thanks for letting us call you, Scott.
Thank you for answering the telephone.
Yeah.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Cool. We're gonna get to.
Can you spank him one more time for me?
Yeah.
You have to say something though. You have to.
Happy birthday.
Oh. We're doing it again.
That's two. He's a well-known celebrity.
Dude, don't look at my Trevor.
Oh, no.
You want me to work on the other cheek?
No, I like just the one. I want until you draw blood.
I gotta say, this is the best part.
That felt like one of those bats that you get at the fucking ballpark.
The best part of this is like how the camera shifts from Noah smacking to Sean's reaction, and how it's always just.
So good.
Yeah, awesome. All right, thanks for calling in, Scott.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, well, you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
It's tender.
All right.
Take it easy, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, so. Once again, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. Let's take a music break right now.
Yeah.
We'll take a music break. When we come back...
By the way, we didn't mention that there are two large-sized Doritos bags on the table.
Oh, that's Sid's birthday to Sean.
Yeah, you guys got to help me finish them.
Oh, wait, there's a caller.
Uh-oh.
Let's just take
one
call
paddle into the break.
301, you're on the air.
Holy shit!
Who's this?
It's Christian.
What's up, Christian?
Nothing. I saw you guys. It's Sean's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
I've got my two friends here who also want to say happy birthday. Does that mean
yes.
Oh, yeah?
Sean just sat down. He's
Let's
holding the pear to his ass.
Defeated.
He can't handle it.
Let's hear it.
That's for him.
Oh, no. Put your friends on the line. Let's hear it.
So here's one happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, that's
Wait, how many is that?
That's like three distinct That's three paddles to Sean's.
Are you guys famous for any reason? Because that's a double.
Anyone ever hold up a liquor store?
Published authors?
Sean's ass looks like a raspberry.
What's going on here?
Any of you have a MySpace page?
Recording, you gotta do it again.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. We're losing light, people.
Oh, God damn.
Sid is cringing more than Sean is. There's the flash. We gotta do it with the flash now.
Every time I shift to a recording, it's a double
recording.
I hope you're lying.
Stan.
Yeah, it's probably.
I was not lying that time. All right. Oh, we have another caller.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Okay. Thank you,
all
Christian.
Right. No, well, let's. I think we should just take it.
Just do it.
860.
It's like tearing off a Band-Aid.
860, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, who is this?
Ian.
Okay.
Ian, you are
wishing
Sean a happy birthday. And now...
Are you guys still giving away tickets?
Oh, no, we already gave them away. Sorry, Ian.
All right. No, it's fine.
You guys spelled his name for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn it.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh,
but you did...
Oh, man.
You really can't see the pain on Sean's face, I gotta say.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you got a camera. Zoom in.
That one was probably worse. That was probably worse.
There's more to come. All right.
Do you have any friends in the room with you right now, Ian?
He's still laughing, though, Noah. I always wipe that smile off his face in the second hour. Yeah. In the second hour.
We got plenty more shows
right,
to go.
There's so much more time.
We're going to be
the last
one's
right on my forehead.
All right. Here's a music break picked by Sean, kicking it off with a little Wugazi. It's Wu-Tang and Fugazi mashed up. Forensic Shimmy choice on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Yeah. answer me, answer me.
Yeah.
Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection Live Cast.
All right, welcome back to the Metal Injection Live Cast on the air.
It's Sean's birthday.
We're celebrating Sean's birthday. And
is it your actual birthday today?
That was on
no, Thursday.
All right. We'll still paddle you.
Yeah. Quick reminder, if you give us a call, 646-929-1357, and you wish Sean a happy birthday, Noah will paddle that ass.
I just realized something. Since we started the phone lines a half an hour late, that means that we have them for half an hour longer.
No, yeah. I scheduled it to end at 7.
Oh, damn it. Oh, I got my hopes up for nothing.
That means everyone just has to make their calls, get them in. We have under an hour left to paddle Sean's ass. This is the final time in 2012.
Unless we want to do it again.
If you want to make it a weekly occurrence, Sean.
Yeah.
I could say monthly. Let it settle back down.
We can do it on Father's Day.
Yeah, that's great. That works. And Flag Day.
Sure.
With a flag.
Yeah.
Arbor Day with a branch.
We can just put a flag in your butthole.
When can we start penetrating?
Can we beat your ass with a pine tree?
On 4th of July, we stick bottle rockets in his ass.
Shoot him out of my butthole.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, we beat you with a dead turkey.
This is just becoming the Sean's butthole.
Like turkey leg. Just
I want an M80 in Sean's asshole on fucking 4th of July.
What do we do for President's Day?
Beat him with
cigar, a
cigar. Pelt him with quarters?
No, an Abe Lincoln figurine.
I was thinking Clinton's cigar.
We give him a wax, and then we take all the hair and we tape it to his beard.
Oh,
he looks
really?
Like a presidential.
I like it.
We have a caller.
All right, let's do this.
I was thinking of taking off the beard just to a mustache. So that
Hey, guys, it's Eggers.
On the air, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, guys, it's Eggers.
Sorry.
Don't want. How about now?
Talk to
I'm getting an echo.
How about now?
We could not care less about your echo. So.
He's in the Get Grand Canyon, though. Yeah. That's what it is.
Are we better or worse?
It kind of cuts out when I start talking, but I'll just wish Sean a happy birthday.
All right, here we go.
Right to it.
Another.
And by the way, this is Eggers. So Noah, make it hurt for all the jokes he's stolen. Now since I've done my junkie duty,
he said make it.
I'm gonna go watch porn.
Stolen.
Oh, one good. Love.
Yeah, so two, right?
All right, that was Eggers. That was Sean's number one enemy, Eggers. Yep. We're getting a different angle now. Now Sid's doing cinematography.
At least it's facing away from me, finally.
Okay.
Said two. One for each joke.
Yep.
Whack.
Oh, that was not an F at all.
That was his spinal column.
Oh,
no.
Sean is a total trooper through all of this. Sean getting being paddled in celebration of his birthday. Give us a call. Wish Sean a happy birthday. Sean will get paddled.
This was distracting me.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Let's tell our contestant what he's won.
Another paddling.
Oh, we have another caller. That's exactly right. 253, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Super Nintendo Chalmers, again, calling in to wish Sean a happy birthday.
He's my fave.
Nintendo Chalmers.
Hey, but take it easy on Sean.
All right.
Be gentle.
Let's do it. Let's change the angle up. Let me just stand up while we do this.
Careful.
Change the angle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's bleeding.
Bleeding?
No. Oh. I just wanted to scare the shit out of him.
Break that skin.
She didn't even do anything. She just touched the thing against his ass and he fucked. He whimpered. Wow, that went past his fucking body.
There's a cute little line of Sean in pain right now. And it's
great.
Beautiful.
She's just catching him at awkward angles now.
Not aiming at all.
You're going to have a broken cock.
You're going to have a broken cock, too.
Another caller. Yes, Super Nintendo. Once again, the number to dial 646 929-1357. Wish Sean a happy birthday. Noah will spank him with her slut paddle.
Is that another person?
314, you're on the air. What is your name? Where are you from?
Shankletown, New York City.
Shankletown.
He's a slut.
I wanted to wish Sean a happy birthday, and I have a request.
Okay, what's that?
Can Noah yell in Hebrew at Sean while she's spanking him?
No.
I'll do the Hebrew. Ready?
Okay.
And also, can Sean bend over either Rob, Sid, or Darren while he's doing it?
Can Sean bend over either Rob, Sid, or Darren while being spanked?
I refuse.
Come on.
Too gay.
Or maybe Sid? I can
bend over. What do I do?
Oh, Sid,
do
Sid, do it.
Okay. Bend over.
Just like
Sid.
Over my lap.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, Sean has to sing a Megadeth song while he's getting spanked over his knee.
This is the gay. We've had a lot of gay moments on this show, but.
Wait.
I don't even know. She doesn't. She can't get an angle. You got to get up higher, I think.
You got to. I want my penis on side contact. This is about as close as she's
going
to have to kneel down.
I can't.
We've had a lot of gay moments on this show. This is probably the worst.
Tell Sean to sing a Megadeth song.
This is probably. Just let him sit there for the next half hour. What the.
So humiliated for Sean.
It really is. Oh my god.
Wait, Shankletown's a celebrity.
Oh.
Silent Library. Come on.
Twice.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Hold on. Okay. Oh. Hell, my
okay.
All right, thank you,
good time.
So,
did they hear that over the mic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost popped my headphone. So,
all right. Very, very good, Shankletown. Well, let's keep giving out the number. I think the more we give it out, the more we'll get called.
May I suggest next time, just for more visual impact, put a Dorito in his crack and then try to break it. With the follow-through.
Yes.
It'll cut me. That'll cut me or something.
It'll be zesty. You'll have a zesty crack.
Somebody call in immediately.
We'll let you pick between Cool Ranch and Spicy Nacho. We'll do that.
Cool Ranch. Yeah.
646-929.
That's not even a question.
1357.
Okay, I took a picture, and I have to tweet it. I'm sorry. Look.
Can I prove it first?
That's the gayest
thing. Looks like I'm shitting blood.
We have another call. 646, yes. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Eric from Brooklyn.
Hey, Eric from Brooklyn, the winner.
Yeah, you're still waiting on a poster, aren't you?
Our fantasy football contest.
Yep.
Wait, he lives in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
You could
just
walk
it
home.
Deliver it.
Kind of weird. But... are you calling it for a specific reason other than to get your poster?
Well, I want to wish Sean a happy birthday, and I was also wondering, since I won the Fantasy League, can you throw in an extra slap for me?
Oh!
And he's a celebrity.
No, smack him with the poster.
Yeah, you could do that.
And it'll have Sean's blood on it.
Let's get this going. We need some dramatic
music. Don't forget
music.
The Cool Ranch.
Oh, man. Dramatic reality.
Chip it up.
No. Let's do the spicy nacho so it hurts him even more.
Oh. I think we should put a chip in his crack so when she smacks him, it cracks the chip.
Yeah.
Maybe some. Maybe. It's not going to cut you. It's corn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Viacom. Yeah. As Noah picks the perfect chip, it looks pretty zesty.
Oh, I thought that was like a welt. I just looked away and looked back. I thought he had a big brown crispy welt on his ass.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Just
she's savoring the moment with the door. Break the chip. Break the chip.
Oh god. Aim.
You mic the chip, Sid. Mic the chip. Mic the ass.
No. Mic shot.
Okay.
No, it was just like a little crumble. Wait, try to really break the chip. Go.
Still in my ass?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god, a broken 9 million pieces. You're never getting that Dorita out. He ate it.
That's my own ass.
You will. You will be shitting out Doritos for about a week and a half.
Wait, is Petunia still here? Petunia, yeah. Noah's brother's dog, loves licking.
Wait, yeah, they just
licking
said,
ass?
Like, I had the prickles and she was licking my fingers because she loves the little.
Well, she might lick your crack.
Yeah, she might lick the.
I mean, is Bruno going to eat up these Dorito, ass Doritos up there?
I want to say, this show is not even over yet, but this is a Hall of Fame episode of the Metal Injection Livecast.
This is why we keep Sean around. For times like these.
I'll just come once a month and we'll just do this every time.
I don't need to know about your sexual habits.
Yeah. Oh, so well, you know. Tantric.
646-929-1357. That is the number to call to have this whipping of Sean's rectum continue. Sean, you gonna walk it off?
No.
What is your ass feeling like? Take the mic. Let us know. You don't have to. You could stand. Sean can't even sit. He has work in the morning.
No, it just stings, and it's like.
you can hear the pain in his voice.
Sean, I'll make a deal with you.
Yeah.
How about you just let me hit other parts of your body?
No. You stay on the cheek, that's what the meat is. But when you keep hitting like my spine and shit, that's a whole different story.
You paralyze the motherfucker.
No, it just stings, but then every once in a while you shift, and then it sort of just. There's like a little electric burst in my crack.
You know what it is? It's because you don't pull your pants down enough.
Oh.
So I would rather hit skin than hit your pants.
Okay.
So I go
you
up
did hit the belt that one time. That's
true. Yeah, just that once. Lucky all for right. you.
That's true. Ugh. Okay.
All right.
All right, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I hope the neighbors are looking in through the window right now and just like, what? Did they just put a potato chip in a guy's ass? What?
We might lose our lease on the studio here.
It's okay.
It's worth it. What better way to lose a lease than in someone's butt?
Well, didn't we have something to get to?
Would you like to play a game?
I thought we were already playing a game.
Oh, no, I mean, we have a dirty pyramid on tap.
My life.
And you can still just call in and we'll stop the game and spank Sean if it's so necessary. Wow, that's like the worst quality theme I've ever heard. Can you find a better one
Rob,
than that?
You're better off singing it.
Ah, that's better. It's still in mono.
Is your computer
I don't know
even
why.
Plugged in?
Yeah. This is what happens when you don't have a chance to queue up a song because you're
doing something else. Filming a guy's butt.
Well, I can do it. I'll just do everything.
It's okay.
You got it?
Christ.
No, that's
that's the intro.
Oh, boy.
See, how am I supposed to know this if I'm just loading these up right now?
All right. Well, we'll just go with this.
All right.
Just play clown music.
We're off to a great start.
A CBS intro.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dick Delgado, and welcome to the $25,000 Dirty Pyramid. As you know, it's a game of categories. I will be giving the contestants a category. They will read off the things in the category, try to get their partner to save them, although on this show it will be dirty things, things you normally can't talk about, gross stuff, and other assorted nasty shit. So, I would like to know how you will be pairing off into two teams, please.
I want to be on Sean's team.
All right, it'll be Sean and Noah, two people that hate each other, and Rob and Sid, two people that hate each other. So this should be great. All right, and you can mud wrestle to decide how you're going to go first. I don't know. Let's pick away.
We'll let Sean go first. He's in pain.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
All right, so Sean and Noah will be going first. Let's start.
Hold on.
With,
what are we doing? How does the game
explain
work?
The rule.
The rules, you will get 60 seconds as counted down by the Iron Sheik, and you will have to describe seven things to your partner. I thought I just did describe the rules, didn't I? Without saying the name of the thing, without using rhymes.
Okay, I got it.
Without pointing at stuff in the room, anything else goes. You must make descriptions and get all seven. You get 1 point for each thing in the category.
Wait, okay. So you just describe, they have to get the word?
Yes,
that's it?
You have to describe the thing to them, and they have to get it without you saying what it is. So now with that, I will read the categories for you. They are dehumanization, 6 feet under, you're grounded, wrap it up, heavy duty, or secret agenda.
Before we start, I would just like to have Rob look away from his computer.
Well, you can't really cheat on this, though.
Yeah. Oh, you can't?
You can't Google
anything.
And I'm
doing sound effects, so I can't.
What if the chat room gives answers?
No, I'm not looking at the chat. You will have to trust me that I'm not cheating.
So me and Sean are looking at the chat, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, don't look at the chat. Turn the chat off. What category would you like, guys?
Wrap it up, because I don't want any babies.
Wrap it up. These are things associated with Sean Grezins.
Oh.
Things associated with Sean Grezins. Who will give and who will receive?
Like condoms and shit. All right.
Sean should give.
Sean
will. I'll give.
And here are your clues. Let me warm up the clock. Remember, wait for me to say.
Wait, hold on.
I can say anything.
What's the category
but these
again?
Words.
Anything but these words, or cannot rhyme them. Sounds like anything like that. You must give a description of the item.
And it's things about Sean Grezins.
Things about Sean Grezins. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let me get the clock. Sorry, I'm a dick. And go.
Another term for a fire crotch person.
A ginger.
Correct.
Something I like to come in.
Doritos bag.
Correct.
I'm the denier of this.
9/11.
Correct.
My catchphrase that we made a little.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Correct.
The thing that's on the back of my calf right now.
Patrick Swayze. Tattoo.
Correct.
Tattoo.
Correct.
Two of my favorite genres of music. Or you can say one of them.
Grind.
More specific, please.
Grindcore.
Correct.
The Iron Sheik clock is ticking.
Yeah, this is my term for a big fat woman at the
slam monster.
Correct. You got all seven.
Wow.
Very nice.
All right.
So you're off to a good start.
We can stop the Iron Sheik clock.
I need someone else to do the Sheik clock because it's too much for me to do. All right. I'll just time it so we won't use the clock that way.
Okay.
All right. Here are your categories, guys. This is for Rob and Sid. We have heavy duty, secret agenda, dehumanization, 6 feet under, or you're grounded.
Sid, what do you think?
Well, you're getting a kick out of heavy duty. So.
Here it is. Heavy duty, these are things or foods you find in your poop. Foods you find a hole in your poop.
Oh, it is heavy duty.
Yeah. Who will give and who will receive?
Rob, what do you want to do?
I will receive.
All right, Sid, here's your category.
Rob, always the receiver.
Gay!
Oh, Jesus. Please.
And
I will give. I'm a giver.
Let me know when you guys are ready.
Ready to go.
Start the clock. Ready? Go.
You get these mixed. They could be salted.
Nuts.
Correct.
These always, when we used to live together, they would be all over the floor.
Correct.
These are orange, and I find them disgusting.
Carrot?
Correct.
These you could get on the cob. You could get
corn.
The cream.
Correct.
Lima, navy, garbanzo.
Beans.
Correct.
Red, green, chili.
Pepper?
Correct.
A kind of chip. There's a bandito.
What?
They are corn chips. Their mascot is a bandito.
Doritos. Tortilla chips.
No.
I have no idea.
They're rectangular, sort of curved.
10 seconds.
Corn chips.
Bugles?
There's a company, something lay.
Time is up, you guys.
Oh, Fritos.
Six out of seven. Fritos was the one you missed.
Didn't think of the brand.
Is he allowed to say something lay? Because that's a part of the name.
You can say that. Something lay. Blank lay.
Fritos.
Yeah.
Oh, just
blank lay.
Yeah, Jesus, no. It's so competitive. This is an exhibition.
All right. Well, now we go back to Noah and Sean. This time Noah will give the clues.
Okay.
We have you're grounded, 6 feet under, dehumanization, or secret agenda.
We have to go with you're grounded.
You're grounded. Okay. Well, these are going to be... I'm sorry. Here, let me give you the thing first.
Pass that along.
Don't look at it, Sean. Don't cheat.
Long enough.
All right. Your grounded, things you're afraid to tell your parents about.
Oh.
Things you're afraid to tell your parents about. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Something that Jewish girls won't do.
Anal sex?
With another person. They will go somewhere. With what kind of person?
Pass this one.
Okay.
Right, pass.
Hope.
What?
It's what? That quote from Community.
Gay.
Correct.
Sorry.
It's ha.
whatever. A person that doesn't believe in God.
Atheist.
Correct.
Something that Rob does a lot of and I do too.
Jerk off.
What? It's green and...
Pick your nose.
No!
You do it from a bong?
Oh, smoke weed.
Correct.
When two vehicles collide, what happens?
Accident.
Correct.
You have an accident. All right.
Something that you don't want to get a girl when you fuck her.
STDs. Venereal disease.
No, something more serious.
Crabs.
Life-changing.
AIDS.
Time!
Let's see.
Oh,
how many
terrible.
Did you get? You got one,
pregnant.
Two, three,
I got three,
four. You got four. You got gay, atheism, pot smoking,
and
come on,
ones you didn't get, dating a black guy. Pregnant, we just discussed, and dropping out of college. Those are the three you didn't get. So you have 11 points. Sid and Rob.
Dating a black guy, I didn't want to go the racist
points.
Route.
And your categories are secret admirer, dehumanization, or 6 feet under.
Secret admirer.
Secret admirer. Okay, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry, secret admirer. Secret agenda. My
sure,
apologies.
Good enough.
Things associated with conspiracy theories.
Oh.
Things associated with conspiracy theories. Time on the clock. Ready? Go.
He was the president who talked.
JFK.
Correct. The thing Sean doesn't believe in, the event.
9/11.
Correct. Not Lance Armstrong, that other guy, Neil Armstrong.
The moon landing.
Correct.
Yeah. Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Hulk Hogan.
NWO, New World Order.
Correct. Okay. Our current president.
Barack Obama.
Correct. Al Gore is a big proponent of this.
Global warming.
Correct.
The back of the dollar bill is rumored to have some sort of...
The Twin Towers on it?
No, burning? No, no. It has a symbol of this secretive organization.
Oh, is it a Freemason?
Correct. You got all seven. Very nice. Good job.
Wait, so they're in the lead now? Okay, we're
crushing it.
You have 13, and Noah and Sean have 11.
Oh.
Let's take it back.
Take the lead by two.
It's this is the last two. You have to tell me who will give, who will receive. And
I think, please give.
And it should
I'm
be
terrible.
The ones who are behind. So you're behind. You will go. Noah will be receiving, you said?
Yes.
Okay, we have 6 feet under or dehumanization.
6 feet under?
Mm-hmm.
6 feet under. These are celebrities that died in 2011. Celebrities
oh
or famous people. Or famous people who died in
this
2011.
This is not good
what
for
if
Noah.
Who this person is?
Then you're in trouble.
You
got to
really
improvise.
Bad category
nice.
For us.
You
got
to improvise. You got to improvise.
Yes,
they
and.
They can charades
getting
for
a
their
sick.
Name. In other words, try to get her to say the word in her in the name. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
North Korea. Dude, who's in charge?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Pol Pot.
No. Anyway, that's Pol Pot. But, okay, we're going to come back to that one. The dude from Apple.
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Correct.
King John Il.
Yeah,
or
okay, there
okay.
you go. That's
I will accept the last name. You got the last name.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to skip this one and come back to it because
okay.
I don't know who this person is. But anyway, she was a singer,
Whitney
and she had a big
Houston?
Beehive, and she sang about going back to rehab.
Oh,
and,
Amy Winehouse.
Correct.
This guy killed people who wanted to die. And
Dr. Kevorkian.
Correct.
Yep. This was the Ultimate Warrior. We got the car.
He's not dead.
No, wait.
My God.
Wrestling.
Oh. Come on.
You know the guy from the...
Next.
All right, whatever. This broad was really good friends with Michael Jackson. She was an old
Tina
movie
Turner.
Star. And she had like had a bunch of perfumes and diamonds and shit like
Elizabeth
that.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. This guy was a wrestler, and he was in the fucking Slim Jim commercials and stuff. And he'd always be like, oh, yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Correct.
Okay.
And you just got it in under the buzzer.
Oh,
all right.
So who's
Macho
the person?
Man, not Ultimate
who's
Warrior.
The person that you didn't
one
know?
One you didn't get was Janie Lane, the singer Warren.
Oh,
the one that Dora would totally have known.
Yeah, well.
But you did get six. You have a total of 18 right now.
Oh, my God.
We Robin, Sid, you have 13, I believe.
Yes.
All right, so you need 5 to tie and 6 to win. Final category, dehumanization. Who will give? Who will receive, please?
I don't know.
Whatever you say.
I will give.
You will give. All right. Dehumanization. These are dirty words or insults starting with the letter D.
Oh.
Insults starting with the letter D. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Penis.
Dick.
Correct. Stupid rectum.
Dumbass.
Correct. Clean your private parts.
Douchebag.
Correct. Dirty word for lesbian.
Dyke.
Correct. Noah inserts these into her vagina.
Dildo.
Correct. Noah does this with a big penis.
Correct.
Sorry.
What?
Noah will choke
on... I you were correct. She does do that.
Noah chokes on this. Noah chokes on a big penis when she does what to it?
What?
Like
deep
the
throat?
Move. Yeah.
Correct.
You have this.
Have
you have these stuff
that?
on your ass hairs when you take a shit.
Dingleberry.
Correct.
We
you
did.
Got all 7.
That's bullshit. That one was way easier than the one I had.
Hey, you
picked the category.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
All right.
I know there's
so,
a sliding scale here.
I shouldn't have smoked before this. I forgot how intense this gets.
Hey, it didn't hurt Rob.
Sid and Rob will be moving on to the bonus round. And as I have explained in the past, but I will do it for you one more time. The bonus round consists of a category which you have to guess. You will give your partner things in the category. For example, if I said chair, sofa, TV, you'd say things in your living room. Something like that, although they will be more dirty. So.
Oh, yeah. The crowd loves the dirty.
Finally woke up. That's a very weak crowd.
Only 3 people in the audience.
So who will be... That's better. Who will be giving and who will be receiving this bonus round?
I'm good with the giving.
Okay.
All right. You will give. All right, Rob. You have 60 seconds.
Thank you. My fans are in the audience. Hi, guys. How's it going?
You have 60 seconds. Do not look until I give you the signal.
And it's just going to be one thing or it's going to be multiple things? I'm going to have to guess.
You have to guess 6 of them.
Okay.
6 of them in 60 seconds. And you'll get points for each one. They get harder as they go along,
okay.
So you'll get more points for the later ones.
Is it going like
this? Yes, you do. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
60 seconds. Go.
Oh my God, the weather sucks. Oh
complaints?
My God. Hey guys, check out this new photo.
Things people tweet about or
ping.
Facebook post about?
Correct. Oh, I was never born correctly. Oh, Rick Santorum was right. I shouldn't be
Barack
out
Obama,
here.
Things Barack Obama says.
No.
Things the Tea Party people.
Why did
Obama
my parents
says.
Not have me as a child? Oh, I am not...
No, that was a mistake.
Why did my parents not have me as a child? I would have been
things
such a
aborted baby. Babies with
correct.
I want to get laid. I can't get a girl to come home with me. I will pay somebody to do this.
Things are wrong.
No. I haven't got laid in a while. Maybe I should do this.
I think that was the right
answer.
Things that guys say before they proposition a hooker?
Correct. Mel Gibson.
Oh, I'm going to give you 15 more seconds because you were joking around.
I don't know. Rick Santorum.
Famous racist.
Correct.
8
seconds.
Another tongue. A lollipop.
Things in your
mouth. A butthole.
I'm sorry.
Well, who doesn't lick a butthole?
Sure,
you got
everybody.
The first 4.
Okay.
So that is worth 1,000 points in the bonus round. We'll see how that holds up with whoever wins the second bonus round. But you did pretty well. Those were very hard. I'm not going to say the ones you didn't get. Well, actually, you just looked at them, so I might as well.
Oh.
The ones you didn't get
I didn't
were things fat people shouldn't wear.
Uh-huh. I didn't get
oh,
that
and things
one.
You lick. That was the
okay.
last one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, let's move it on to our second round. We have, where's my second round? Here it is. We have the category. Who will be teaming up, by the way? What are the teams going to be? You have to
be
switch
the same
off.
So we know who wins.
They got to switch off, so that's how they do it on the pyramid. Don't question it.
Wait, we still have to play?
You want to stay on the same teams? You're
I'm
welcome
with Sid.
To.
Well, or right. Same or Sid?
What would you say?
I'll be
Noah.
On Rob's team.
Yeah.
Right.
He's stoner for the win.
All right.
For the
here,
loss,
here are your categories. Your categories are Private Eyes. Oh, no, he didn't. Corpse and Effects, Curb Your Enthusiasm, the little people, or hang up on this fuck? And who's going first, by the way?
I don't know. We'll go first.
All right. Noah and Rob will go first.
Hang up on this fuck.
Hang up on this fuck. These are things or people that Sid hates. Things or people that Sid hates. Who will be giving? Don't worry. You're going to get it. All right. You have 60 seconds.
It's just one answer. Everything.
Yeah.
These are some the main things we know that he hates among everything.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Okay. The band with Paul Masvidal.
Cynic.
Correct.
The New York sports franchise that's not the
Yankees.
Best.
Correct.
The musical genre where there's a lot
Prague.
Of no. There's like black people play it in New Orleans.
Jazz.
Correct.
people put silicone in their body in
Fake
their chest
breath.
Area.
Correct. I'll accept.
The
correct.
Comedian that everybody hates.
Dan Cook.
Correct.
The political party that is not the Democrats.
The Republicans.
Correct.
The channel where there's a lot of programming about fixing houses. And
HGTV.
Correct. Yeah! All seven. Very nice.
Yeah,
Sid, your hate is well renowned on this show. Good.
When it's about you guys, I know you guys so well.
Yeah. You listen to the show. It's great. All right. You got seven. Now we're going to go to Sid and Sean. We have, oh, no, he didn't. Corpse in Effect, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Little People, or Private Eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll give him Curb.
All right, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Sid will be giving the clues.
No, I'll give him.
Oh, you give the clues? Good. All right, I'm sorry. And these are disgusting things on a New York sidewalk. Disgusting
no.
things you
okay.
find on a New York sidewalk. 60 seconds. Ready? Go.
You chew this and put it under a table.
Gum.
Correct.
Smelly guy, panhandling on the...
Homeless people.
Correct. Okay.
This comes out of my penis.
Cum? Piss?
Mm-hmm.
Piss is correct.
I inject heroin with this.
Needles? Use needles?
Yes, that's correct.
When I drink too much, this comes out of my mouth.
Vomit.
Correct.
Bruno lays
dog shit.
Correct.
And this is the worst newspaper in the
New York Post.
Correct. You got all seven. We have a barn burner here. We have seven on seven.
Oh, no.
All tied up.
Not
now, Noah.
Party.
This
is where it all goes downhill for my team.
I mean, I have faith in you, Noah. Let's do this. Let's rock this.
Tom's got to cut the dead weight in round two.
Noah will be giving the clues here. We have Private Eyes. Oh, no, he didn't. Corpse in Effect. And Little People.
Rob, which one do you want?
I feel like you know a lot about anything having to do with a corpse, so maybe we should do that. You can give good hints on that.
Okay.
All right. Corpse in Effect. Sam, send that down, please. These are places to hide or dispose of a dead body.
Oh, no.
Places
okay.
to hide or dispose of a dead body. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
There's a lot of garbage. It's a large space.
Disposal.
And sometimes they turn it into a place where you can put buildings on. New
Gump,
Jersey.
Gump.
Staten Island.
A waste dump.
Another word for it.
Lentil?
Correct.
In a vehicle. It's in a vehicle, and you put storage in there.
The trunk.
Correct.
There's a large place in Manhattan with a lot of trees. It's a big place.
Central Park.
Correct.
A person who has a house may have this, and they...
Garage.
You put a man cave in it. Yeah.
Correct.
A large body of water.
Ocean.
Correct.
Sean likes to eat these.
Doritos. Doritos.
You take it and you turn it into something that Sean likes to eat.
What? Sean likes to eat anything.
Okay. Animals can sometimes become
beef.
You put it in a bun, you eat it in Germany.
Hot dog?
It's fatter than a hot dog.
10 seconds. Rotwurst?
Okay. We'll skip it. A really hot place that Frank likes to walk around in.
What?
There's a lot of sand in it.
Time. You got seven. The ones you didn't get, a meat sausage grinder or...
Oh, I didn't see grinder.
Yeah, or the desert. The desert.
Oh,
the
desert.
The one you didn't get. That's where Frank likes to walk around.
How many are on the card this round?
Seven each one. Yeah.
So then they only got five?
They got five, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's now 12
sorry,
to 7 in favor of Sean and Sid.
It was really hard for me to think, too, because I realized I was stoned.
And Sean
yeah.
and Sid will go, and Sid will give the clues. We have the Little People, Private Eyes, or Oh, No, He Didn't.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no, he didn't. These are things that piss off your girlfriend.
Oh, no, he
things
didn't.
That piss off your girlfriend. Are you ready?
Let's do this, bitch.
Go.
All right. You're at a bar. You're talking with friends. You're getting a little silly.
Oh, you're drunk.
But what do you do with people?
Oh, you're flirting?
Correct.
You're coming, but it's not time to come yet?
Premature ejaculation.
Correct.
You're a little tight with your wallet.
Oh, you're cheap.
Correct.
Jewish.
You squirted on where her eyes and mouth are.
Facial.
Correct.
You watch adult programming.
Porno.
Correct.
You have gas.
Farting.
Correct.
What does the gas come out of?
Butthole.
What kind of sex is that?
Anal sex.
Correct. Wow, very impressive.
Oh, my
impressive.
God.
Unbelievable. Very impressive. Unbelievable. Record time, I believe. That was about 20 seconds. So they both know how to piss off their girl. Woo! All right. So it's 14-12 right now. You got 2 points to make up here, guys. Rob and Noah, who's going to give and who's receiving?
Giving.
You're giving. We have the little people and private eyes.
Let's go private eyes.
Private eyes, okay. These are things people do when they think no one can see them. Things people do when they think no one can see them. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
I put my finger in here on my
face. Pick your nose.
Correct.
I speak in a melody.
Sing to themselves.
Correct.
I touch my penis in
masturbation.
Correct. I put on women's clothing. Wait, why am I saying I? No.
Time.
Wearing on, women's underwear.
No. My
cross-dressing.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
This happens when eating a lot of beans.
Farting.
Correct.
Bacon is made out of this, and this is what you do when you eat a bunch of food.
Shit.
No. Bacon. Think bacon. What is bacon?
Fart.
What is bacon made out of?
Pig.
And what do you do when you eat a lot of food with that word?
Oh, pig out.
Correct. Yes, thank you. And then what am I doing right now? If nobody is responding to me, but I keep talking.
Paying
attention. That's talking to themselves was the word. Cannot say talk.
I ruined it.
All right.
I ruined
but you
it.
Did get sick.
I was distracted.
Can we please get drops of
yes.
I touch my penis,
yes.
I put on women's clothing?
Absolutely.
Damn it.
All right. Well, the number to beat is 18. 18. Right now you have 14. So if you get 5 of these, who will give here?
I will.
You will? All right. If you get 5 of these, you're a winner. I will let you go through the whole list anyway. But, which one was that? Oh, the little people.
Yeah.
These are things associated with Glenn Danzig. with Glenn Danzig. Are you ready? 5 to win. Ready?
Ready?
Go.
I wear these kind of tops.
Mesh.
Correct.
I'm not a big man.
Little man.
What's another word for
small man?
Little?
Tiny.
Keep going.
Small miniature.
No, like as a
petite.
For my stature. I'm
short.
Thin.
Correct.
This is my original band.
Misfits.
Correct.
You bulk up by doing this.
Steroids.
Yeah, but
working
the,
out,
the
exercise, lifting
yeah,
weights.
Go, more specific of activity.
Lifting weights and is in the right direction.
Going to the gym.
Keep going that way.
Cardio.
Skip it. I move all these things in my backyard.
Bricks.
Okay.
Correct.
And I buy this shit all the time from the grocery
cat
store.
Food.
Correct.
And that's it, right? That's fine.
It is. I just wanted to keep going.
Bruce Lee does this shit.
Karate.
Correct.
And the one you missed was.
You got 10 seconds.
When I'm working on my physique, I do a lot of...
posing, flexing?
When I'm working on it...
Why are you doing the hand job gesture?
Time! Oh, one away from a perfect score. I was really rooting for you.
Bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding,
okay.
Yeah. But that's a lot of things to think about with Glenn Danzig.
Yeah.
No one likes to think about him that much. So I'll give you credit. You got 6 out of 7. That was tough. And now you will move on to the bonus round. Now remember, the number to beat is 1,000. So,
let me get that out
please. Rob, would you like to tell them who our sponsors are?
This week's Dirty Pyramid Game is brought to you by the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival at metalandhardcorefestival.com. We got no money for this free plug. And now we return to the Dirty. Oh, that's not the Dirty Game. It's the Dirty Pyramid.
Okay. All right. So, are you guys ready? You know the rules.
Yeah.
You have to give a list of things in the category, and then you will try to guess the category. And they get harder as you go on. The later ones are worth more money. Number to beat is $1,000. Are you ready? Who's giving?
You
are. Okay. All right. Sean will give.
Okay.
You just flip the cards up as you pass. Ready? 60 seconds.
All right.
Go.
My balls, my face, my head.
Things you put your penis on?
To get rid of hair.
Oh, you shave them?
Correct.
Broads, dykes, toots.
What kinds of women? Things you call a woman?
Correct.
Call me a white man.
That's what things Phil Anselmo says.
Correct.
Orgasms, ghosts, scary movies. I'm yelling and loudly, and because of the
yeah, that's not a thing in the category.
I'll give you a break. Gotcha. Spider.
Things people are scared of. Get people excited.
Skip this one. Skip this one.
All right.
A chic.
Brands of condom.
No. Camels and
Middle Eastern things.
I'll accept that. That's Arab and Muslim things. One more. 10 seconds.
To say fuck you to somebody. To
insulting things. Rude things.
To be, you know, to be funny in a photo. To
That's time. Sorry, you got. You did. You got the first three. That's 1, 2, 3. That's 600. And you also got the fifth one. So that's 500. You got 11. You just edged out yourself with Rob. And our winners are Sid and Sean.
That's it.
By the way, the ones you didn't get, things that make you scream.
Oh, okay.
You scream or why you give the middle finger.
Okay.
Middle finger. But that was good. You guys did a good job. I was shocked.
We tried really hard.
Well, thank you. That's the pyramid for today. We don't have a prize for anybody, but Sean will be getting paddled later on.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, no one called in this entire time.
I was hoping we could interrupt the show to get a paddling, but nobody called.
All right, you've had your time to think. It's time to call 646-929-1357. Give us a call. Wish Sean a happy birthday. We'll do a little more paddling.
That's the paddling.
I wonder what color your butt is now.
Oh, yeah.
Here we get a butt update. A butt update.
Fart.
And he's sitting on a hard chair.
No, it looks fine.
Yeah, it's red, but I mean,
actually,
you're still
I went
pale.
Down. Oh, I stepped on a bathroom.
Sean's awesome. Going to check himself out in the mirror.
Yeah, by the way, we had a question. Can we have repeat callers? Yes, we can have repeat callers. If you take the time out of your day to call twice.
Make a fake name.
Yeah. In fact, not even. You don't even have to lie. We will beat Sean's ass twice for your dedication. All right.
One like right here. I don't even remember hitting my side of my thigh.
Can we just warm him up again? I feel he's been out too long. I don't want like,
yeah.
to. Give him a medium one. Just in anticipation of the calling again.
Okay.
Wait.
Need to get video of this.
All right. Oh, boy.
Wait. someone's
Is this one on the side?
Is that from the spanking?
I don't know, dude.
That might just be from awkward sitting.
Yeah, that looks like she's from a hardcore.
Poke at it and does it hurt?
Poke it.
Wait, was I doing this one or that one?
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, just go for it.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
Very nice.
You are so going to regret this tomorrow.
Yep. Someone wants to know what color your ass is, Noah.
Let's see.
Golden brown.
The same as my arm.
Can we do one paddle on Noah?
No.
Just for Sean's birthday?
No.
Come on. Take her pants off.
Pussy.
How about Sid paddles Sean?
That's a little gay. Yeah, we went down that road.
This isn't like a frat initiation.
Yeah.
And Doritos all over the floor, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruno, come eat this shit. Quit sleeping.
Or Rob.
Yeah.
Want some Doritos, Rob?
Hoover up my Doritos.
No, Rob doesn't
have to eat it. Thanks, Noah.
Okay, so.
Are you okay, Sean? How does it feel?
You've got 7 minutes left of phone time.
Very, very tender.
So what are you going to tell your coworkers tomorrow when you can't sit down at all?
I'm just going to bring one of those like donuts. I'm just telling them I got like a hernia. Or not a hernia, a hemorrhoid.
A hemorrhoid.
Noah could probably make that happen for you tonight, too.
That's true. I'm going to have like some sort of abscess like coming out of my butthole.
Jam a claw hammer in there.
Well, what if you take a shit later and then like a piece of Dorito falls and when you wipe you scrape your asshole.
That's what I said. It's going to cut me, but we'll see. There might still be in there. I didn't inspect. I don't want to gross anybody out. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to do the hover method when I take a shit tonight, because I'm not going to sit down in that seat.
Sexy. It really hurts that much?
It stings, dude. It's tender.
No, give Darren one, just so you know.
Yeah. No. So you can understand the pain.
Negative.
I feel like Darren would just fart on me.
Why would I do that? I haven't eaten anything all day, except that salami.
Oh, we have a caller.
I'm not
we
willing
have
to
a
risk
caller.
It.
913, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello. Am I talking to Metal Injection Livecast?
Oh, my God. Is this Dave Mustaine?
This is him.
Dave. Now, as a friend of the show, I have to say I really feel like that vagina plug thing was out of line. Like, what were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking. And the thing is, I'm not even calling to talk to you about your left-wing gays. I just wanted to wish you, Sean, a happy birthday.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Dave Mustaine.
And he's a celebrity.
Celebrity, so that's two battles. Let's get this going.
And make them fast together. That's less pain.
Yeah, then do them slow apart.
Actually, that's...
Come on, I can't wait forever.
Okay.
Here, Sid, can you please hold his microphone?
Here, take it off the
stage.
Yeah,
okay.
Wait. My butt is out.
Oh, my God. What's that?
My butt is out right now.
Totally sort of see the flood.
Totally sort of.
I mean, got a thing right here.
Oh, goddamn! Oh, goddamn! Ah!
Oh. The balls almost came out.
Like they almost fell off.
Oh, shit. Oh. Feel a little more numb, which is nice, though.
Is this a good idea?
This is not a good idea.
I bet his cheek is going to fall off.
Oh.
Another caller! Uh-oh!
Nine.
Hey, it's Glenn Danzig. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I just want to say happy birthday, Sean.
Oh.
And remember, I'm a celebrity. Yeah. That is all.
All right. It's happened.
Wow.
It's happened.
Wow.
Glenn Danzig calling into the show to wish Sean a happy birthday.
Okay.
Oh boy. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Okay.
Okay. Really good in here.
You can see the UT.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see the UT on Sean's butt.
I got a UTI in my butthole.
Oh, too high.
No, too high.
She's just whacking him in the back now.
Oh.
No, don't do that.
Oh. Shut her up. Complete connection.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. We're having a good time.
Sean, you got 3 minutes left, if that's when we're ending the show. It's probably not.
Whatever the kids stop calling.
Yeah, I think that's when the phone line closes.
3 minutes left to dial in 646-929-1357.
So if anyone's got friends they want to tell to call or other people in their home,
relatives,
neighbors, other voices they can use, pets... Anything like
just
that.
Other voices.
Yeah.
I mean, we already did.
Yeah, your ass took a beating today.
I feel like we took our friendship to a whole new level, Sean.
I think so, too.
What friendship?
Lack thereof. That means like we're on the first step.
Now you're friends. That's the new level.
Yeah.
We're on the base platform of the stairs before they go.
Now I'm okay with you.
Oh, that's
all right. Really?
It's only 90 more seconds to call in.
All it took was a beating of his ass.
Do it.
Yeah.
What's that, Sean? You want us to just do it?
Yeah. Make it happen, Noah.
Is that going to happen or what?
No, I was trying to tell someone to call in, and they're saying the grocery store is more important.
Oh.
Well, my God.
Yep.
She's going to be the one applying lotion to that ass later on, so true. She doesn't want to make it worse.
And by lotion, you mean saliva.
Oh, shit.
Spit on it or lick it?
Oh, both.
Okay.
It's one and then the other, right?
Sean, can you please take a picture of it tomorrow at work and send it
to take it at work.
I was going to say, send it to you or send it to everybody?
Tweet it.
I was posted. Can you just post it on the page for the livecast? I'm not tweeting it, but you can put it on there because no one's going to fucking find it.
Well, you can tweet through the Twitter account that we have for the livecast.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
The fuck?
We got another caller.
386.
Hey, I just wanted to wish Sean a happy birthday.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Yay. Who is this? Who is this?
Oh, this is Antonio.
Thanks, Antonio. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Where are you from, Antonio?
Palm Coast, Florida.
How do you feel about bringing upon this pain to Sean's rectum?
It's not his rectum. It's
I just like saying rectum. Can I say rectum?
Noah, smack him in the rectum.
Drop.
This time.
I need to stop talking.
Deal with the edge of the town.
Wait, let me get
out of
here.
Wait!
You're really taping every one of them?
This is like when Frank took all his photos of you.
But this is for the Rob Spank Bank.
Oh.
Oh God. Okay. Oh, don't. Oh.
A little rub.
Oh, that was the best one.
Shit. That was just like full on.
He's so resigned. He's bent over with his hands on his thighs. Oh, God, just do it.
That was the best one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I am tired watching.
Antonio, are you still there?
Yeah.
Well, Sean, after so many.
Do you have anyone else in the room with you that you would
man.
Like
into the camera
to say happy birthday to Sean?
Sadly not.
I feel even more like a man.
I
don't even know why. I have no response to that comment at all. I'm thinking just about my ass cheeks.
By the way, Tuna Can Destroyer said Sean has been humbled.
Yeah,
true.
This is true. This is true.
I will smack you in your ass with slut paddle. Put you in. Noah, put him in the camel clutch.
No.
What is the camel clutch?
You just get on all fours and then she'll like.
Rob,
like,
you do it.
Give you like a headlock.
Rob, yeah.
Put him in
the camel
clutch. Put him in the camel
clutch. Oh, so it's basically gay sex?
No. I'll make him humble.
It needs to be somebody vegan.
So all it is gay sex with clothes on?
Yeah,
sort of. I mean, I sit on your back. I don't sit on your ass.
Oh, I mean,
that's
okay.
I
guess
I say I mean, the royal.
You're going to feel his warm taint on your lower back, though.
Hey, I go hard in the taint.
You're
going to
have
to. Yeah. This is going to be Sean's worst birthday ever.
Yeah.
I feel so
no.
bad for you.
But this is so much better than last year when my entire birthday episode was you guys talking about the Sweden trip.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was definitely better. That was definitely better.
That was way better.
When Rob broke a toilet.
That was
he didn't break a toilet. He broke all of Sweden's plumbing.
Sweden's plumbing was never the same again.
Super Nintendo Thomas said he made you, Rob, in a wrestling game, and your finishers.
Oh, nice. Play. Super Nintendo, send me some screenshots of
you
fire pro wrestling.
That, actually.
Yeah, we'll see that.
All
right, well, this has been a great episode.
Yes.
I want to thank Scott Lee and the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival for calling in and giving us a pair of tickets to give away to Dominic. Congratulations, Dominic.
I forgot to spell his name again.
Yeah.
I
want.
He better send us pictures from his trip.
I want to thank Sean for being a good sport.
Thanks.
And Noah for being a fantastic dominatrix.
Debatable. An above average
dominatrix.
She may not have wanted to miss, though. Maybe she was hitting
you.
Was that on purpose? No. The pants is not on my spine. That one stung like shit.
No, you definitely looked the part. I'll say that.
That was for my amusement.
You wore the leather pants, which
the leather pants look fantastic.
They're not leather.
And
the
your polka
pants?
Dot bra, which peeked through several times, is very nice also.
What?
Thank you for being
one step
creepy,
too far.
Darren.
I'm giving a description for our audience. I just saw the strap, okay? That's all, because you're standing over here.
Okay.
Over. Oh, shut up.
Darren.
The listeners deserve to know everything you're wearing, don't they? Come on.
He didn't describe my underwear anymore.
Oh, please. You love me. Anyway, I have the perfect song to play out here for Sean's show. Are you ready?
Yes. Is it Smash Mouth?
Wait, Sean, your parents are in the chat and they're saying, please stop the insanity, Mom and Dad.
They heard this whole thing. We didn't really spank him. That was just for the air.
That was all sound effects. But
yes,
there will
be
video
footage that you see later this week.
Yeah.
It's all CG. Yeah. Ban their IP addresses right now. Right?
All Chicago will be blocked
from visiting the website. All right.
Okay, so let's get out of here.
Thank you, everybody.
In light of all the Chris Brown news, I feel we should end with Umbrella.
No, I just said I have a song.
Yeah. Oh, you do? I missed that. I'm sorry.
I could play the Umbrella at the end, though.
I apologize.
We just played that.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Two shows ago or something.
I'll stop.
But this song, this is a long-distance dedication to Sean Grezin. And here it is.
I'm a madman. I'm a madman.
And face.
All right, this is one more Sean's birthday-related song for you. I will see you next week.
Wait, okay, wait.
Correct.
Of course.